Here are the final 3 points. Number five, don't expect people to live by your rules if you don't tell them what they are. Gosh, we've talked about this a little bit already, but I want to reinforce it. If you want to take control of your life, if you want to do well in business, if you want to be a great negotiator, if you want to be able to have impact on your children, if you want to be close to your spouse, then for gosh sakes, tell them up front what your rules are. If I want to go into business with someone, the most important thing I do in the beginning of that relationship is let them know what the rules are from my perspective and see what their rules are. Say, listen, what does it take for you to know that our relationship's working? How often do we have to communicate? What's necessary? I'll give you an example. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a pretty well-known celebrity, and we were talking back and forth about different things and about rules, and he was telling me he didn't have very many friends. And I said, well, you know, I see all these people around you who really do care about you. I'm sure you have lots of friends. I think you've just got rules that are pretty stringent about friendship. Maybe your friends aren't meeting your rules because you aren't telling them what your rules for friendship are. He said, well, I guess I really don't even know what they are consciously. I said, that's pretty clear. And one of his number one rules are, if you're really a friend, you talk at least 2 or 3 times a week. Now, gosh, I have friends all over the world, people who I love. Some of my best friends sometimes I don't talk to for a month just because of the intensity of my life and how I'm living and what I'm doing. And I also get an average of 100 phone calls a day. There's no physical way I could talk to everybody 2 or 3 times a week. There just aren't enough hours in the day. So the bottom line with this person, I said, well, do you feel like I'm your friend? And this person said, well, yeah, you're my friend. I know you're my friend, but you know, sometimes it doesn't feel like it because we don't talk enough. I said, wow, I never knew that. See, if you don't tell me that's your rule, how am I supposed to know? I said, my rules for friendship are real simple. Love me and I love you. And whenever we get together, let's be absolutely with each other. Let's care about each other. Let's always be there for each other when we're needed. And let's think of fun things to do with each other. But I don't have a timeline. I don't care if it's once a week, once a day, once a month, once a year. All I care is that caring and support for each other. That mutual feeling of growth and expansion. So my rules are a little bit easier. So guess what? I have tons of friends. I have lots of friends. He has a long list, and I only gave you one of them, and that's why he felt like he didn't have very many friends. So think about it up front. And by the way, even though you try and clarify all the rules up front in a relationship, you're going to screw up. You're going to forget to communicate one of your rules, and you're going to feel upset about someone doing something or saying something that you didn't tell someone you wouldn't appreciate them doing. You assume they would know. Never assume when it comes to rules. Communicate. That's the key. I'll give an example. Did you ever have a friend who told you something? They didn't tell you it was private. And so you thought it was a great example or a good idea. And so you try to help somebody else by sharing that experience with somebody else, a stranger. And then this friend of yours found out about it later on and got extremely upset. I've certainly had that happen. And you know what? It happened more than once. So I finally realized, hey, I need to ask people permission. Can I tell the story of what's happened with you so that I meet their rules? Some people say, oh, I don't care. Sure. Some people say, no, I'd rather you didn't. That's why it's important that when you get in a game, quote unquote, with someone, find out as many of their rules as possible. Remember this too. So much pain in our lives comes from the fact that we have expectations that aren't met. So if you let people know what your rules are in advance, you handle those expectations up front. Last night I was talking with Ken Blanchard. Ken and I got together and we had a great dinner and we were sharing ideas back and forth and we were talking about rules. And Ken shared with me the story of a couple years back when he coached a soccer team. Now, Ken doesn't know anything about soccer, but he decided he wanted to coach a soccer team. And he got together with this other man who was a great coach. I think he said he was from Peru. I may be wrong about that. But the point was, this man didn't speak very much English, but he was a phenomenal coach on the skills of soccer. So Ken said, I'll tell you what, you take on the skills side, I'll take on the human side, and we'll make this thing go. But we're going to make this really fun. So they got together, they got a team. But they didn't do what all the traditional coaches do, because Ken's real turned off by all these parents where it's more important for them to win the game than it is for the kids. And so he decided that instead of going with all the other coaches and going to the draft, you know, that's where traditionally all these kids go out and try out and all these parents sit back who own teams and they try and figure out who they're going to try and get the best kids. They said, you know what? They told the other coaches, we don't want to go to the draft. You guys just give us whatever kids you want. They said, what? You're not going to go to the draft? What are you, crazy? You have to do that. You must do that. Based on whose rules? Their rules, not Ken's rules. So Ken said, I'll tell you what, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It's fine. Just give us whoever you want to. Well, sure enough, in the middle of the frenzy of the draft, all these different coaches start picking the best kids, and they start feeling a little guilty. So they said, well, we got to give them some good kids. So they gave Ken and his partner 2 kids who were really good, but nobody wanted these kids. And the reason was these were real troublemakers. They were always bad sports or creating problems on the team. They didn't listen to instruction. So they figured, okay, they're good. We can feel like we've met the rules of fairness.